When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Think and grow rich. Think and grow rich. Think and grow rich.
There's a book called Think and Grow Rich. Do you know what your book says? Work and grow rich. The book says think and grow rich.
Why is it that people are successful? It's simply this. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. Why? It's because the rich think about wealth and affluence all the time. And what do the poor think about? The poor think about lack, loss, and limitation, risk, danger, fear, failure all the time.
If you will change, everything will change for you. You don't have to change what's outside. All you've got to change is what's inside.
If you can get a mental image of the person you would most like to become, begin now to act as that person would act in everything you do. Gradually, imperceptibly, you will actually become that person.
Develop clear goals and make plans for their accomplishment. You see, if you have big goals, they motivate you, they stimulate you, they excite you, they enthuse you. If you have no goals at all, you just go around in circles. What we have found is that goals are the fuel in the furnace of achievement. You have big goals, and the more you work on the goals and the more you feel yourself progressing toward them, the better you feel, the more positive you feel, the more momentum you develop, and the more you feel yourself to be unstoppable.
Never say you can't do it. Say, I haven't done it yet. I haven't done it yet. And that's true with everything. It's like, there's nothing that you can't do. You may not have done it yet. We don't know if you can do it or not until you really practice. And then you find out if you can do it or not, or how well you can do it.
Yeah, most of us believe, I can't. You know, I don't have it, I can't do it. Our natural tendency is to sell ourselves short. Our natural tendency is to think of the reasons why we can't before we think of the reasons why we can.
A negative mental attitude can bring you nothing but failure. Remember always, you are where you are and what you are because of your mental attitude in which you relate yourself to other people. Remember also, your mental attitude is the one and the only thing over which you have complete control. Success is something which has to be planned, and success is something which has to be earned in advance.
So many people ask me, is it possible to train your brain to help you make more money? And the answer is yes.
Imagine feeling so whole that it's impossible to want. I mean, how can you want when you're whole? Because you feel like you already have it. Now, when you reach that point, that's when the magic happens, because now you are worthy to receive. And the universe only gives us what we think we're worthy of receiving.
Before you can do something, you must first be something. Before you can do what you would most like to do, you must first become the person who can do it.
In order to achieve your goals, he said, first you have to have the clarity of what they are. So let's say you have a financial goal of making, let's say, $100,000 a year. Okay, that's about $8,500 a month, or about, you know, $2,150 every week that you want to earn. And let's say you're not earning that right now. One of the things you can do to train your brain to help you make that amount of money is, first and foremost, get clear on the exact amount you want to earn, whether it's per week, per month, or per year. That's step number one. Step number two, create a simple affirmation that goes like this. I am so happy and grateful for the fact that I am now earning $10,000 a month. Simple affirmation. And what I want you to do is I want you to read that affirmation every single morning, 5 to 10 times, and every single night before you go to bed, 5 to 10 times. And as you read that affirmation, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to practice, mentally rehearse you receiving that money in the form of a check or cash or in your bank account and see the money going into your bank account. I want you to feel what it feels like to consistently have $10,000 a month coming into your bank account. And you can choose whatever amount you want, by the way. So if you do that in the morning and at night before bed, morning upon waking up, nighttime before bed, you will start to prime your brain with an affirmation, with a mental rehearsal, and you will cognitively prime your brain. And if you want a bonus step, what I want you to do is take a vision board, either on your computer or a physical board, and cut out some pictures of what lifestyle earning $10,000 a month will allow you to live. What kind of car would you drive? What kind of places would you go vacation in? What kind of home would you live in? What kind of charities would you support? Get pictures of the outcome of earning $10,000 a month is, or $100,000 a year, and start to see yourself in that scenario and act as if it is real right now.
You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that it's possible because you can create your reality. The perception that you have of the world, if you think there's only scarcity, there's no opportunity, that's how you are going to interact with reality. If you think that there's abundance, if you think that there's opportunity, then these things will manifest themselves to you. So you have to believe that you can, right? And the way that you believe, and the way that you can get to that state, because a lot of people are like, you know, I have a lot of doubt. So do I. I have it all the time. Even if at these levels, right, you're doing 7-figure months, dude, there's people doing 8-figure months. That's hard to fathom. That's hard to imagine.
Yeah.
But it's still possible.
Yeah, of course.
Is it difficult? Absolutely. But it's a mindset shift. So it's a mindset shift, one of, hey, it's possible. Two, it's an abundance mindset. You can either have a delusion of scarcity, which most people are like, hey, you know, it's not possible, or this is not a reality. And I get it. Our lives are so far. We're sitting in a suite in Dubai right now. Yeah. How old are you?
26.
Okay, I'm 26. We're 28. This isn't normal. This isn't normal. So like, I get it. Like, I get it. The people that are listening and watching, and they're like, bro, is this actually real?
It's funny though, because to us, it's normal. Because we've lived this for a while.
Because it's become the reality that we've created.
Yeah.
Because it's the mindset that we've been able to determine, achieve, and establish.
Yeah.
However, for the average person, they may not see it. And I get it. Because you have to have a delusional mindset.
Yeah.
A law of belief simply says that whatever you believe with feeling, and this is the key, with feeling, and the more emotion you put into a belief, becomes your reality. It becomes your reality because you will always act in a manner consistent with your belief. As a matter of fact, your entire reality right now is simply an outward picturing of your most intensely held belief. If you believe something that is positive or believe something that is negative, or as Henry Ford said, if you believe you can do a thing or if you believe you cannot, you are right. Our beliefs do form our reality.
Beliefs drive behavior. Beliefs drive emotions. Habits drive behavior. And in order to change your results, living paycheck to paycheck, being stressed out, worrying about your future or even your present circumstances right now, why not focus on working on the neural patterns?
Money does not exist. Did you know that? I learned that years ago from a very wealthy man. I was free from money that day. He says money is an idea. It's in your head. It's an idea.
If you're printing billions of dollars, brother, the banks are printing billions of dollars out of thin air. It's an illusion. People are working for money.
You need to be working
to develop a business, to develop cash flow, to develop yourself, to solve problems. Don't work for money. Money will come. Money will come. Once you have money solved, you focus on leveling up. But people don't make money because they're not the type of person that attracts money. The reason the guy at Chick-fil-A or McDonald's makes $8 or $10 an hour is because they're replaceable. The person that's not replaceable, that is developed, is going to make a lot more money.
What the real problem is that most people repeat the same patterns of thought and behaviors over and over again, and that is the cause of what? More of the same results, but they are looking for different results.
So what is the one thing that people who made $1 million, put $1 million cash in the bank, what's that one thing that they did that I guarantee you are not doing? And here's what it is. It is called work. They worked 12 to 14 to 16 hours a day, 7 days a week on making money. They had an obsession.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
With making money. That's all they thought about. They had singular focus. They had singleness of purpose.
When you think of your results are effects. And so the question is, effects of what? And the answer is, your results are all effects of what you believe to be true about yourself, what you believe to be true that is possible, and it also comes down to what are your daily habits. Now, if you think about what you believe and if you think about your habits, that is what is causing the effect that you may not like right now. And so a simple, logical thing to do would be to understand that if I could change my beliefs about what was possible and what was possible for me specifically, and I could create more empowering habits, then my result will change.
How tall will a tree grow? As tall as it possibly can. You never heard of a tree growing half as high as it could. No, trees don't grow half. A tree drives its roots as deep as it can,
reaches as high as it can, produces every leaf it can, every fruit it possibly can. To the max, every life form strives to the max, except human beings. Now, why not human beings? Jot this down. You've been given the dignity of choice. You're not a robot. You don't have to repeat this year the same as last year. You can tear up last year's plan, develop a new plan.
But I'm gonna ask you one more time. I'm gonna ask you to go look in the mirror. I'm gonna ask you to take responsibility for where you are and admit to yourself that you are where you are because of decisions that you made, because of weakness that you had, because of your lack of ability to do the hard things when things got hard. That's why you are where you are. You know it, and I know it. So take responsibility for that. Take ownership of that. And start right now fixing that. Become the person who cannot quit. Become the person who can say no to the things that they know they're supposed to say no to. Become the person who makes the right decision regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the hardships, regardless of the pain, regardless of the frustration. If you become that person, you have no limits in your life. There is no stopping that person. And that is the only way to become who it is you truly want to be.
Successful people are always willing to do what the other guys are not willing to do. Right? So what they were doing was something that was uncomfortable. They got out of their comfort zone. They were willing to do things that they didn't necessarily like, that most people ain't willing to do, but they were willing to do it. Another example is they were always willing to sacrifice. It's called delayed gratification. In other words, they gave up maybe something they loved. So he understood a concept called delayed gratification, which means putting off being gratified, enjoying the fruits of your labor for a period of time. It's temporary, so that you're focused in on what you're doing. This is the key. This is the one thing that people always did that people that are not successful don't do. They're obsessed with making money. They're obsessed with their mission, their purpose, their idea, their project. It gives them joy. They love the act of creating. And it's all they do. It's all they think about. They eat, drink, and sleep this obsession.
When I wrote my book, How to Be Rich, the publishers wanted to change the title. They wanted to call it How to Get Rich. Well, I told them, getting rich is easy. I mean, any fool can get rich. But being rich, that's something else.
Anybody tells you money's the root of all evil, doesn't have any. They say money can't buy happiness. Look at the smile on my face.
If you can see it here, and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen.
The secret is to get and hold fast in your mind the mental image of the person you would most like to be. Then in every situation, you act and talk as you feel that person would. You make the kind of decisions you think that person would. This is the way to constantly grow into a better, more effective person. You immediately begin to act with more confidence. And confidence is the first step to accomplishment. As your accomplishments begin to grow, which they most certainly will, real confidence slowly takes the place of the part you've been playing. Now, your life will not be transformed overnight. There'll be no sudden miracles, perhaps, but steadily, day by day, you'll grow into the image you hold in your mind. If you doubt this, try it for 30 days and watch what happens. You've got nothing to lose. The time is going to pass anyway. Why not put it to work, becoming the person you most want to become? It's the trick of the experts in every field.
So if you want to unlock your potential, if you want to go straight to the stars, you have to use the law of substitution to keep your mind on what you want. Use the law of concentration to dwell continually on the result to desire. The
solution-centered rather than problem-centered, be goal-centered rather than loss-centered, and the law of subconscious activity will begin to adjust your words, your actions, your feelings, your emotions, and everything to the point where you will draw into your life the people and circumstances that will harmonize with it. Now, what's the most powerful thing you can do? It's very simply this, is success begins with taking purposeful, systematic control of the content of your conscious mind. Purposeful, systematic control of the content of your conscious mind. So everything comes back to the law of control.
And I guarantee you don't do that because you want to live a balanced life. Well, I'm sorry, but people who succeed in life don't live a balanced life. It is a fantasy. It is a myth. If you say, I want to live a balanced life and make millions, welcome to Fantasy Island. It just doesn't. Well, I read this book and it talked about this person who made all this money. Yeah, it's a myth, isn't it? It's a fantasy book.
But you can create the delusion of scarcity or the delusion of abundance. Mm. And I just decided to create the delusion of abundance that it was possible, that I could make more money, that I could build better networks, that I could actually provide value to people. And as time went on and I gained more experience, and as I became more developed, these opportunities began to show themselves to me. And what I tell people is that money is a lagging indicator of success. Money doesn't come right away. You have to be able to put in the hours and the work and have the mindset of a CEO and have the mindset of a boss
to do so,
to be able to say no to the paycheck, because the paycheck is the instant gratification of your labor. The CEO is the last one to get paid. The CEO is the one that takes the risks, but no risk, no Ferrari. And we know this to be true. If you want to win the game of life, if you want to take it to the top, you have to be able to sacrifice who you are today for who you want to become.
Successful people are always too busy doing what the other guys are still talking about. Now, think about that. You're talking, not doing. They are doing. And we don't look at millionaires or successful people and say, what are they doing now? And I want to replicate that. I want to duplicate that. I want to mimic or model that. Nada. What you do is you say, here's a person who's incredibly successful. What did they do when they were starting off and they were flat broke? What did they do for those 2 or 3 years before they made money? On the way, on the journey to make money, what were they doing on that journey to make money? That's the real question. And now you see a difference. They were doing instead of talking.
So the key to breaking ourselves out of the comfort zone and breaking ourselves loose of the shackle of helplessness is courage and confidence. We neutralize the antidote to fear and ignorance is desire and knowledge. And the more we learn about what we want to do and be and have, the more we believe that we can do it. The more we believe that we can do it, the more willing we are to try. And the more willing we are to try, the more likely it is we will succeed. What is the first part of triumph? The first part of triumph is to try.
Today, it's easier to make money than ever before. Rich people understand this. Money is a renewable resource, which means if they lose all their money today, it's no problem. They can create more. Do you understand this? Do you think that you can create as much money as you want? You don't, do you? You can and will have tons of opportunities in this lifetime. Can't take advantage of every single one. Take advantage of the ones you want.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.